Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Kisavo. This week's Seder, Parshas Kisavo, describes an event which is supposed to take place, which in fact did take place in Eretz Yisrael, not long after their entry, the people's entry into Eretz Yisrael. Here, obviously, they're not in Eretz Yisrael yet, but the Torah is telling us, Moshe is telling the people what's going to happen when they come into Eretz Yisrael, and actually the fulfillment of this whole event takes place in described in Sefer Yehoshua. But here, if you look in the first source in Parakov Zion, Dvarim Parakov Zion, Pasuk Yalav, Aitzav, Moshe, Zom, Bayoma, Ule, more Moshe commanded that when you go into Eretz Yisrael and so on, Pasuk Yabez, Eli Yamdu, Levarach, Hasama, Hagrizim, there are going to be certain tribes which are going to be standing on, or at least facing, they're standing on the mountain called Hagrizim. And others will be on a mountain opposite Har Grizim called Har Evel. These, again, these are two mountains inside Eretz Yisrael. So this was not an event that was going to take place right then and there, because, of course, the Bnei Yisrael were still on the eastern side of the Jordan River at that point, outside of Eretz Yisrael. But they would be divided up into two groups, six Shvatim, and the Levium in the middle. And the Levium would proclaim certain words. And this was a bris. This was a part of the bris, the covenant being established, really started in Arba Smov. It's going to be finished at Har Grizim and Har Evel, and sort of a new or a recommitment to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, as restatement of the bris of Har Sinai, now that they're going to be going to land and having their own homeland and so on and so forth. So the Levim would declare, it says in Pasuk Gadalad, Va'anu HaLevim Va'amru El Kol Ish Yisrael Kol Ram, they would say loud, Aror Ha'ish, cursed is the person who does Avodah Zarah and so on. At the end of the pasuk, it says, Anu kol ha'am v'amar amen. Everybody at the end answered, Amen. And that's pasuk says, well, pasuk says, Aror Makla v'yamal v'amar kol ha'am amen. I didn't print all the psukim, but we have a whole bunch of psukim, 11 psukim. Each one describes that the Levim were pronouncing a curse on people who did or didn't do X, Y, and Z. And after each one, they would say, it says, v'amar kol ha'am amen. Again, you look at the last of these psukim, Chavav, Oror Asher Lo Yochim Es Divrei HaTorah Hazos LaSos Osam V'Amar Kol Ha'am Amen. And curses anybody who doesn't keep any of the dinim of the Torah. That's what Rashi says in Source 2. Rashi says, Asher Lo Yochim Kan Kolol Es Kol HaTorah Kula. Here, the entire Torah was included. The Kiblu Alam Be'olav Yeshua, and the people accepted the Torah here with this oath, with this commitment that's being set up here. So the magic word that I'd like to look at for tonight, as it says in the title of the shir, answering Amen, the magic word here is Amen, because after each declaration, and actually the Chazal say that just like there were 11 times, it says, or it also says, Baruch, blessed is the people who fulfill it, right? Or, and let's say, look at the last pasuk chavav. It says, "Ara shalom yochim stivei Torah zos." Cursed is somebody who does not keep the laws of the Torah. And it also said, "Baruch asher yochim." Right? Blessed is a person that does keep it. So again, you had all these statements, and each time it ends, "Amar kolam amen." Everybody had to declare amen, and that was, as Rashi says in Source 2, in Parakov Zayin pasuk chavav, Rashi said that was a sign of an acceptance of a kiblu aleim. Kiblu Alem, they accepted everything as an oath or as a commitment. So the word Amen, of course, is familiar to us from the realm of brachas, but here is multiple statements Amen as a sign of accepting that which was being told to them at that time. This is not the first time that the word Amen is found in the Torah. Back in Parshas Noso, which I have in Source 3, in Bamidbar Perek Hay, in the story of the woman, the Sota, the woman who was accused. Her husband has solid grounds for assuming that she was unfaithful to him, and she accuses him, and so on and so forth. There's a whole ceremony described there in Parshas Noso, where she had to come to the Beis Hamikdash, and among the things that happened was, you look in Parakei Pasukhova, At Kistotis Tachasi Sheikh, Bechinit Meis, if you did indeed, you were unfaithful to your husband, and you were with another man, and so on. So, Behishbiya Pasukhova, Behishbiya Kohen Es Isha, he would sort of pronounce a shvua, and he would say that this and this should happen to you, your belly should swell, and so on. And Pasukhov Beis, Uvo Hamayim Hamarma Eleb Mayach Litzpos Button, she agreed, she accepted it. And Rashi there in Parshas Noso says in Parakei Pasuk Chabbeis, Parakei Pasuk Chabbeis of Mibar 4, Amen, Amen, Kabbalah Shrua. She accepted as a Shrua. Even though she didn't say the words, I hereby swear, You can take a shoe. He said, I take a shoe, I swear. Here is somebody else said, do you swear? You're going, are you accepting what I'm saying? If you answer amen, it's like you declared that that thing yourself. You like to declare that as well. And amen, right? So why it's multiple times. Okay. So that's another time we have in the Torah. That's the first time in the Torah we have amen. There's another pasuk. There are other psukim, not in the Torah where amen comes up, but in Navi, there are the psukim. So in source number 5, Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Ches, there we find the following. Yirmiyahu is a Navi who prophesied the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. It's been many, many desperate and strong nevuahs from Yirmiyahu HaNavi talking about the impending Churban. But at the time of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, there lived various false prophets, fakers, phonies, who were prophesying everything to be okay. So one of those fakers was a man named Hananiah. And he said, no, after a number of Jews, a significant number of Jews, had already been exiled to Babel, 11 years before the Churban, it's all described in the end of the Sefer Melachim Beis, 11 years before the Churban, quite a number of Jews, especially the upper class and so on, were already exiled to Babel. And this Hananiah said, no, they're all going to come back. Everything will be okay. So Yirmiyahu said, perhaps somewhat sarcastically, but look in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Hay of Yirmiyahu 5, Vayomer Yirmiyahu Hananiah Hanavi Le'enei HaKonim Le'enei HaKolam HaOmdim Beis Hashem, Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Yirmiyahu Hanavi, Amen, Ken Yaseh Hashem, Amen, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Amen, I agree. Okay, you should be right. Yokem Hashem is Dorecha. May Hashem fulfill what you claim. Asheni Beis Elohashiv Hashiv Klei Beis Hashem V'chol HaGolah Mibavel Elamakom Hazeh. Amen. And Rash and the Mitzvah David, rather, there in Yirmiyahu Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Vav 6 says, Amen, Yuman Dvarecha, may your words be emes, may your words be true. Okay, let it happen. Of course, the Mitzvah David says in the end of 6, Asheni Beisa, Amal Afi Dvar, Shamash Meruah Diber, you claim that you're a Navi, Amal Emes HaShabot Demilibo. Really, this guy was making it up. But okay, but the point is that there, the word Amen means, may it come true. May Ataka come true. So if you look in Surah 7, the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, says, Amar B'yosi B'chanina, Amen Bo Shrua, Bo Kabbalah Zvarim, Bo Hamonah Zvarim. There are three things which are implied. They're all related, but there are three different nuances, so to speak, or three different ideas implied by the word Amen. Amen Bo Shrua, okay? Let's look in Rashi. In Shavuos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, 8. Amen Bo Shrua Ha'ona, Amen Achar Shrua, Kemotzi Shrua Mipiv. Right, somebody who answers amen to someone else, even though you didn't actually say the shua, you didn't say, I swear, so-and-so, but somebody else prompted you, just said amen, it becomes as if you uttered the oath yourself, right? Amen, achar shua, kemotzi shua, and peace. That's one. Two, bo kabbalas dvarim, Rashi, ha'omer l'chaber amenashet, this kindly try kach v'kach v'omer amen, ki bel dvar v'chayv l'chaim t'no. If I say, I'll sell this product to you on the condition that X, Y, and Z, and the other guy says, amen, I agree, so then you have to keep your word. That's an acceptance. Okay, kabbalas dvarim. And the third thing is bo hamonas dvarim, Rashi, bo hamonas dvarim, v'roi lanas amen, this is the amen that we're most familiar with, al dvar tfila, v'tchina, right? Somebody says a tfila or a prayer, yes, let's hope it's true. I hope it's true. We say amen. I hope it comes true. So those are the three implications of the word amen. And we go back now to 7. The Gemara, let's read again. Shua Slam and Rabban Aleph. Amar Yossi, Barbachanina, Amen, Bo Shua, Bo Kabbalah Zvarm, Bo Hamon Zvarm. Bo Shua, how do we know this? Dichsiv, how do we know it's a Lashon Shua? Dichsiv, Amar Ha'isha, Amen, Amen. That's learned from the Parsha of Sota, from the source number 4, the Pesukim and Parsha is also in Parakei of Bamidbar. Okay, that we know is a Shua. Bo Kabbalah Zvarim, Dichsiv, our Parsha, Or Hashem Yochim, Dibat Torah Zos, Lasso, So, Amar Kolam Amen. Right, that's Kabbalah Zvarim. We're accepting this upon ourselves. Okay, that's what happened in Har Grizim and Har Evil, right? Amar Kolam Amen. And, Bo Hamonas Dvarim, it also implies, may the words come true. That's from the Pasuk Yirmiyahu, Dichsiv, Vayomer Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Hananya, Amen, Ken Yaseh Hashem, etc., etc. So this is the, these are different meanings or different nuances in terms of the word Amen. There are a number of other things that Amen is used to represent as well. Look in Source 9, Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes Amid. We actually spoke about this a few years ago. My Amen, Omer Chanina, Kel Melech Neman. But Amen is Rosh Tevis. It's an acronym. Kael Melech Neemon, right? As Rashi explains there in Shabbos, could be Tess Amazing 10. Kael Melech Neemon, Kach Meid Al Boro, Shehu Kael Melech Neemon, right? You're basically, when you answer Amen, you're attesting that you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you know, the faithful king, and whatever is being said is true, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu is a faithful king. In fact, Tosa says over there in Shabbos Kufiyot Tesma Beis 11, Amar Chanina Kamelach Damon, Tosa says Tzarich LaHarbo B'Shar Shomer Amein. That's what you're supposed to think about. The answer Amein. You don't just answer Amein flippantly, or you know, you think about the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kamelach Damon. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is faithful. He's going to keep this word, whatever it is that you're saying. So that's another idea of Amein. And in some of the Rishonim, the Sefer Rokeach. And Simon Shin Lamed says Amen and Gematrius Kamo, the name of Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and the Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Budram spells it out. We talk about Shmona Esrei 13. Ki Amen Gematria Ola Leminyan Sadi Aleph. Amen adds up to Gematria to 91. Right? Amen is Aleph is 1, Mem is 40, that's 41, Nun is 50, adds up to 91. So that's who Kaminyan Shnei Hashemos Yud Hei and Aleph Dalet. The two names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Adds up to 26, right? Adds up to 26. And the other name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds up to 65. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Adonai adds up to 65. So 65 and 26, lo and behold, is 91. So Amen also, it almost brings up the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the two principal names, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem of Farash, Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey, and also the name we commonly use, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Okay, so that's another significant point about Amen. Now, in terms of when we answer Amen, let's say the brachas, so it's interesting, the Alkut Shimoni in Tilim mentions the following. There's a pasuk in Tilim 14, Parak Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chof Dalet 14. It says, Ehevu es Hashem kol chasido emunim notzer Hashem. Emunim notzer Hashem. Rashi there in Tilim, Lamed Aleph Chof Dalet 15, says, what does it mean, emunim notzer Hashem? Shomer Hashem. As Hamaminim Yeshuas of his Psalm Kivalim. Because Baruch Hu protects those who believe, right? Amunim, those who are Amunim, notes Hashem. Notes means to protect. So, Shomer. So, Amunim, Shomer Hashem. Notes Hashem. Those who are believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be protected by him. So, the Yalkut Shimoni there in Tilim, it's kind of based on his Tav Shin Yud Zayin 16. On this pasuk, Evos Hashem Kol Chasidim Unot Hashem Elu Shehein Omrim Amen BeAmuna. This is a reference to those who answer Amen with full faith. They really mean it. Okay. For example, Yaakov Shimon says, Omer Mechay Hameisim. We hear in the Chazor Sashatz, the Chazan says, Baruch Hashem Mechay Hameisim. Now, Adayin Lo Ro. Right? So none of us ever saw the dead come back to life. It hasn't happened yet. But none of us ever saw that. Elaf Yishor, right? Umaminim Shano Asher. Right? The people at that point believe, we didn't see it, but we believe it's going to happen, right? That's what answering Amen means. Or Omer Goal Yisrael. Okay, Hashem is going to redeem or redeems the Jewish people. What it means, not true. Ad Achshav Lo Nigalu. We still haven't been redeemed. So what does it mean? Hashem is the redeemer of Israel. Right? That's what the pasuk I translate in English, the bracha, right? Blessed are you, Lord our God, right? The redeemer of Israel. Really? Didn't redeem us yet. We're still in Galus. No, but we still believe. We were redeemed temporarily, it's true, but we were then, back in Golas. So we met, hey, ma'aminim shani osid li Golasam. That's have amunim notes Hashem. That's the idea that the Medrash there says in the Alkut Shimon, and that posuk, what does Amen mean? Even when it hasn't happened yet, we haven't seen it, we haven't witnessed it, you say, I believe it's going to happen. That's the idea. Now, none of these sources indicate specifically that one is required to answer Amen when you hear a bracha. It speaks about its value. Okay, it speaks about what Amen means. But where do we get the idea that indeed, when you hear a bracha, you hear something? Again, the Alkut Shimon just said, if a person answers Amen to Mechaya Mesim, he answers Amen to Gal Yisrael, so he's showing he believes that this is true. But where do you see an obligation to do so? So that's really learned from somewhere else. A pasuk and said in a couple of weeks, Hazinu. Parash Hazinu, Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, famous Pasuk, and 17, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havogod Elokeinu, from which we learn numerous things. Okay, one of the numerous things is this point, the Sifrei, there in Dvarim, in Hazinu, in Piska Shin Vav, 18, says, Uminayin Sha'onim Amein Acha HaMavarech, Shenemar Havogod Elokeinu. How do we know he's supposed to answer Amein after somebody says a bracha? Because Kishem Hashem Ekra, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to pronounce, call upon the name of Hashem. You, Havu Godelokim, you now have to ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, so Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's the person who's making the bracha, right? And the Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, that's the person making the bracha. And then, Havu Godelokim, so we have to respond, so to speak, and also, chip in or chime in by praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the answer Amen is. So that's the idea here. Okay, so that's the source. Amen Acham Baruch. Just as a side point, okay, I'm pointing to the Psukim in Dibre Hayomim. The Psukim in Dibre Hayomim Aleph. We're familiar with these Psukim because we say them as part of Psukim de Zimmer. Okay, so in Perek Tes Zion of Dibre Hayomim Aleph 19, it says in Pasuk Zion, Bahomahu Oz Nasan David Barosh. Barosh lahod Hashem biyad osa v'achav. David HaMelech praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And starting in Pasuk Ches, the Pesukim we say in the morning, right, by Pesukim Zimra. Hod Hashem, kiru b'shma, hod yivah melech sa'alei l'osav. Shir lo, zamer lo, sichom, all these different praises. And how does it end? I didn't print the whole thing, but you know it's from Shacharis. Look at the end. It ends in Pasuk Lamed Vav, there in Perek Tes Zion of Divrei Yom Aleph. Baruch Hashem alokei Yisrael min ha'olam ha'olam. Right, that was the end. V'yomru kolom amein. V'alel Hashem. Everybody answered amein. That's exactly what happened. That's how the Radak explains over there in Divrei Yom Aleph. Parak Design Pasuk above 20. Baruch Hashem, Zeha Pasuk, Usof, Hatehilos, Hatishpochos, Utfilos, Hamasharbim, Zoram Ha'ela. That's the end of this whole sequence of Psukim and so on again, which we incorporate into our daily davening. But Omar Basof, Zeha Pasuk, by Omar Kolom, Amen. After hearing all this, everybody answered Amen. So that's actually the source for answering Amen. It wasn't exactly a bracha, but it was similar to a bracha, words of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody answered Amen. V'alel Hashem, they praise Hashem. The Mitzvot David learns that actually David HaMelech told them to do that. Look in 21, Mitzvot David there, Divrei Aleph Perek Tes Zion, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayomru, or Vayomru, Tziva David. David told them, Shayomru Kulam Amen. What does it mean? Ratzaloma emes hadover. It's true. Everything is true. Then af yom halashem kolech alafim mahal. Then they can go on, and each person can now go ahead and deliver words of praise on his own. That's his own business. But everyone should first answer amen. So that's the idea, the source of answering amen. So we look in source 22, the Mishnah in Brochas, Nun Aleph Medbeis 22. The Mishnah says, "Ve'onin amen achar Yisrael hamavarech." It's proper one should answer amen after hearing a Jew make a bracha. Now, it goes a side point. Ain onen amen achar kusi amabarach ad sheyishma kol habracha kula. When a kusi, now who the kusim are, so I don't go into detail now, but the kusim were a group of people who came to Eretz Yisrael. They were transplanted there when the 10 lost tribes, well, actually, when they became the 10, they weren't always lost. And at one point, they got lost. Okay. When they were taken away by Sancheriv, so they were sent to other lands, and people from other lands were brought into Eretz Yisrael. That's what the old generals did to discourage rebellion. Now, they moved people to foreign areas that they didn't know so well. They didn't know the terrain. They didn't know the ins and outs. It'd be harder to rebel. So that's where when the 10 northern tribes were taken away, other people from a place called Kutor were brought into Eretz Yisrael, and they were scared because they were attacked by lions. So they converted, but the whole discussion was it a valid conversion, not a valid conversion? Some yes, some no, different times. Anyway, if a kusi makes a bracha, you better be careful. Rashi explains there in bracha, on that mission, bracha, in Alpha Bezin 23, with a Jew, okay, with a non-Jew, this kusi, you better hear him say the whole bracha, because you don't know what maybe he was saying the bracha to his god on Har Gerizim. They worship some kind of an idol there. But more important for us at the moment is the first part. Ra'onin amen achar yisrael ha'barach, says Rashi in 23, okay, the first part of Rashi, afilu lo shoma el sof habracha. Even if you didn't hear the whole bracha, you were walking by a room, a guy was sitting there having lunch, and you heard this make hamotzi, and you didn't hear the beginning of the bracha. All you heard was hamotzi lechem and aretz. So you can answer amen to that, even though you didn't hear the beginning of the bracha. That's what Rashi says the Mishnah means. With a kusi, you have to hear the whole bracha because you don't know what he said in the middle. But forget about that now. With a Jew, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha, so the Gemara, right? You can just answer Amen, just you heard the end of the bracha. Says the Gemara, that's the Mishnah, and then Aleph Mer Beis. The Gemara, and then Gimel Mer Beis, a couple of pages later, 24, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, the Memra, wait a minute, the Yisrael Afa Gavdalo Shoma Kula Bracha Ona? He's winning. You answer Amen without having heard the whole bracha? The Gemara is assuming, as Rashi says in 25, there in Gimel Beis, Chilo Shoma Hechinafik, how can he be Yotze? Rashi says, Chosalka Daiter, Be'echar Minam Subana Skinam Asnisim. The Gemara is assuming that you quote unquote need that bracha. The bracha is being recited. Let's say, basically, I don't know, it was a Shabbos and everybody went to wash. and everyone came into from the kitchen and came back to the dining room, and they didn't realize one person was still in the kitchen, so the balabais made hamotzi. And just then, the other guy came in the kitchen. He just heard the end, hamotzi lechem ha'aretz. So the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah means that that's good, even though you didn't hear the whole bracha, that hamotzi can count for you also. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? L'meimer, the Yisrael, afag avdol shoma kula bracha, onem v'chilo shoma, hechen over, you didn't hear the whole bracha, how could you be yotzei? Right? How could you be yotzei? Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar chia barav b'shelo ochel iman. No, it's someone he wasn't eating with them, meaning he didn't need the bracha. He's stamazai answering amen because it's proper to answer amen to a bracha. We're not talking here, says the Gemara, about someone who quote unquote needs that bracha. The bracha is for him also. No, this bracha is not for him. He just says, well, he's a bystander, right? He's not eating now, or he's not whatever the other guy's doing. He's just answering amen. And so on. Then the Gemara asks, what about if a kid is making a bracha under the age of bar mitzvah? A little kid makes a bracha. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just practicing, teaching him. Parents are teaching him to make a shahakol, to make a motzi, right? Or to make a bracha on Chanukah, whatever. Is there an Indian answer? Amen. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Achar kol on an amen chutz mitinoko shubayisavan, whole Islamic asuyim. Right? The Rashi says, She'ain miskavnin. They're just parroting words. They don't know what it means. It's not really bracha. Okay, not really my issue now. But what comes out is from Rashi is that if you hear even the end of a bracha, as long as you don't need that bracha, keep that in the back of your head, we'll come back to that. As long as you don't need that bracha, so then even if you only heard a few words, just heard the end of the bracha, you should still answer amen. If you look in the Rosh is a little different. The Rosh there in bracha is Perek Ches Simen Hei, 26. The Rosh says, "Onin amen acher yisrael baruch ve'enam acher akom or goy." Okay, well, it's a different issue. And then towards the end of that first line, it says, "Avol acher yisrael afal pi shelo shoma is kol abrocha kevan sheshoma shehizkir Hashem." As long as you heard him say the name of Hashem, onin acher amen, as opposed to the goy and the kusi and so on. So it's a little different than Rashi. Rashi said, "You look back again in 23." Rashi says, "Afilo shoma elosof habrocha." You only heard the last couple of words, the end of the bracha. The Rosh not quite saying, you have to have heard the Shem Hashem. Right? Kevan, Afu Shalosh Shema is called a bracha. Kevan Sheshoma Shehizkir Hashem. You heard, maybe you walked in and out, but you heard the Shem Hashem. Then you can answer Amen. That's also how the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif in Brachas, Af Mem Amad Aleph on the page of the Rif, 27, Onim Amen Acher Yisrael Amen Baruch, V'afal Pi Shalom Shoma Kol HaBrocha, Kevan Sheshoma Shehizker Es Hashem, Onim Acher Amen. Okay? But that with the Kusi, and it goes on to that issue. But again, according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no Indian to answer Amen. You just heard, you're walking by, you heard the guy say, Min Haaretz.
I have the story in Alexandria, Mitzrayim. They used to raise
the flags. With the flags. They weren't sukkah. Yeah, so
apparently he didn't hear the bracha there.
Right. So they make a distinction. Did you know what bracha he was saying? So it's an important point. I'm not going to tell you right now, but we may touch on it. But according, but remember, because there, the issue was that the bracha was being said for them. They needed the bracha of Azor Sashat, you know. So it's a little different, but we'll come back to something relating to that. But again, according to Rashi, Afilo Shoma El Sof HaBrocha, and the Rosh and the owner both say you have to hear the Shem Hashem. On the other hand, Rashi does have an ally in 28, the Shita Mekubetzes, there in Brochas, Nun Gimel with Beis, 28, Asikna de Chav Lamas Amen Afo Pish En Mechubi Brocha. Even though you don't need that Brocha, okay, you definitely don't need that Brocha, okay? That's for sure. You still answer Amen. Uvilvad Sheyishma HaChasima. You just need to hear the end. So that's more like Rashi, not like the so Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam doesn't really tip his hand on that issue. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel 29, says, Kol HaShomea Echad Misol Mevarech Brocha Mikol HaBrachos Kulon Afal Pi Shalom Shoma HaBrocha Kulon Mitchilos HaVat Sofa. The Rambam says, even if you didn't hear the entire Brocha from beginning to end, but he never tells you how much you have to hear. Now, the Rambam could really go either way. He says you don't have to hear the bracha in its entirety from the beginning to the end. That he says. Okay, but he doesn't say, is it enough just to hear the end, the chesima, like the Shita Mekubetzes says, or do you have to hear the Shem Hashem, like the Rosh HaMani Yonah says? That's an open question in terms of the Shita of Rambam. Then the Rambam goes on and says, V'afo pishenu chayvos ha-brocha, chayv lanos amein. Even if you yourself don't need that bracha, you're not eating now, you're not waving a lulav now, whatever. You don't need the bracha, it's not being said for you. Nevertheless, still chayv lanos amein. OK, Okay, and then he talks about what if the guy's not Bikaris. Okay, different story. But the point being, it's proper to answer Amen. Okay, because again, if we go back to the Mishnah says, "Own an Amen Achar Yisrael Hamavarech," and the Gemara makes it clear that it's not talking about someone who needs the bracha. Right? The Gemara says that, you know, Shaloa Chalimon, right? Or the original source, right? From the Pasuk in Azino, Kishem Hashem Ekra, right? There too, it never said the Sifrei. Back in 18, Uminayin shown in Amen Achavarach Shema Vogod Alokeinu, right? That's the phrase in Dvarim Piska Shinvav. Never says only if you need the bracha yourself. Even if you don't have the bracha, nothing to do with you. You just heard a Jew say this. He's supposed to respond by answering Amen. That's what the Rambam says. The Tur in Arachayim Hichel Tzilas in Kuf Chav Dal, it says in 30, Yanu Amen Achav Kol Bracha Bracha Bein Osam Shiyotzi Dei Tzila Bein Osam Shiyotzi. We already yotze, so you don't need the bracha, or you weren't yotze, and you do need the bracha. You should also answer, okay, with kavona sheichavin belibo emes ya bracha sheberach hamavarach vani mamin bezeh ki amen uloshon amon azvarim. He says once again, he reminds us what amen is, like the Tosa said over there in Shabbos we mentioned earlier. When was that? In Tosa 11, Tosa in Shabbos kuf yotes on the base says you have to have this in mind when you answer amen. So the Torah reminds us of this. You should have in mind that you believe that this is true. Then a little lady he brings from Rav Amram Gon, similar to that Yalkut Shimoni that we had before. You know, when you hear the brochas of Shimon Esrei, for example, Yalkut Shimoni is back in 16, in Tilim Perak Lamed Aleph, and then Tav Shin Yizani. Yalkut Shimoni, Rav Amram Gon brings the same similar thing. He says, someone standing in the shul, and he heard the shots, the Chazan sage brocha, and he answered Amen. And he says that's what it means. Amunim notes Hashem. Hashem elu shomer amen b'amuna. The shat says mechayam esim, but you never saw it. You believe in it. Gol Yisrael. Or he mentions Bona Yerushalayim, right? And it's still not rebuilt. So nevertheless, you know, that's the idea of answering amen. You believe this is all true. Okay. Now, Beis Yosef also says from a different source. Beis Yosef actually points to a medrash on our sedra. Beis Yosef there in Simon Kuf Chav Dalad, Baruch Chaim, he writes, "Yanu amen achar kol brocho brocho bekavona sheichav meliwa emes ya brocha sheberach hamavarach vani mamin bezek ki amen loshon hamon zvarim." And he refers to a medrash in Dvarim Rabba here in our sedra, Parshas Kisav and Parshas Zayin, Siman Aleph 32. Bnei she'ein 32 is in our sedra. Bnei she'ein gadolik neakadosh baruch hu yosem amen sheyisrael onin. There's nothing as important, so to speak, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Jews answer amen. Okay. And he says, the Medrash says, similar to what the Gemara said, Amar Yehuda b'Simon, Amen Azayesh b'l Shlosha Isbliyos. I mean, three facets to it, right? Shavua, Kabbalah, Amona, all the things we mentioned that Gemara and Shavua, Staf, Lam, and Vav at the beginning, same idea, except that the idea that when you say, like, Amen, meaning I hope this comes true, they doesn't quote that Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, we saw earlier, but a different Pasuk, a Pasuk from Melacham Aleph and Parak Aleph, starting in Pasuk, Lamed Beis. So talking about when Shlomo HaMelech is going to be, you know, if Shlomo HaMelech is going to be anointed the next king, David HaMelech says he's going to, you know, on his deathbed, remember the half-brother, Adoniyahu, beginning of Melech HaMelech, the Perikalev, Adoniyahu decided when David was old and sick, I'm going to take the throne next. But the Bathsheba came in, and then Nathan HaNavi came in and said, well, I thought you said that Shlomo was going to be the king. So David took care of all that. And he said, starting in Perik Aleph of Melech HaMelech, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ram Melech David, Kirill the Tzarek HaKol and Tzarek HaKol and Osan Novi, Liv Noyob and Yehoyoda, all these people came, and he instructed them to bring Shlomo to the place where he'll be anointed by Tzarek HaKol as the Novi and so on, as the Melech rather, and look in Lamed Vav, Ayan ben Noyob and Yehoyoda, Samelech Vemer, Amen. Right, he said Amen, and long live the king, so to speak. Right, look in Rashi. Amen. He should long live the king. Amen. That'll come true. All these things we want for Shlomo, that David is now saying that he's going to be the one to take over. So, Amen. That's all should happen. That's what Yerushalmi has like that also. Not the way we have it in the Bavli. Learn that from a different person. Okay, whatever the source is. But it's the same idea. Yeah. God bless you. Yeah. You're mute.
Yeah, sorry. It seems that there seems to be two sides to this, that the Amen, as you said before, is Yakim Es HaTorah, is giving chizuk and strengthening whatever idea it's being responded to. But on the opposite end, it seems that there's a fear or a hesitancy that if one withholds their amen, it's like saying, Oh, you don't believe in that? You're failing to respond. So that's almost like a negative.
Right. Okay. I think it's true. I think I think it's, as I said, the three facets the Gemara says, or this Medrash says, I don't think they're not interconnected. They're related. But you're right. Okay. If a person, he's talking about a main to a bracha. Okay. Now you look in the Bach in 35 and there in Simchu Chavdal, he distinguishes maybe between the which brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, because, you know, the middle brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei are requests and so on. So, basically there we're saying, yeah, I mean, may it come true. You know, they're maybe more than made come true. So he makes that a little bit of a distinction. Okay. An imam in a yirotzon, shekachis ames leinenu, yamala mishal seinu, right? So maybe a little different. So that's what you're saying, but it could be that the distinction. Okay. The truth is, Rabbeinu Bachya back in Parsha B'Shalach, in Shmos Parak Yud Dalad, on the pasuk by Yiru Ames Hashem by Aminu Hashem Moshe Avdo, right before Oz Yashir, so that the Rabbeinu Bachya writes, Hayiru v'amuna ikar l'chol haTorah. By Yiru Am by Aminu, by Yiru, the people feared God and they believed, and that's the ikar of the whole Torah. Umibnei Shamuni Yisrael Kol haTorah Kula Tiknu Lano Chazal B'Tfilah V'Brachos Anos Amen. That says Rabbeinu Bachya. That's why Chazal, because the idea of Amuna is so significant. That's why you have Amen all the time. It's Amen all the time, right? Although I'm not meaning thanks necessarily, but admission, right? The acknowledgement that it's true, like you're saying, really, right? So that's Zel Shomer Chazal, Amen Kabbalah, Amen Shu, Amen Ki, and they're all related. And that's why Amen is so important, because it's the Rebbe Bach is saying it's central. The whole idea of Amunah is so central to our existence, you know, and our belief as Jews. And Amunah doesn't just, I believe, but, you know, a conviction. It's part of our conviction. That's the idea of answering Amen. So in the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Kuf Chav Dalet, a few places. We'll start with Kuf Chav Dalet Sivvav 37. It says Yanu Amen Acher Kol Brocha Bein Osim Sheyotzu Dei Tfilah Bein Osim Loyotzu Ubekavona Sheikamalu Emes Yabrocha Shabirach Mavarach Vani Ma'amin Uzeh. Like we said, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that something else also in Tzivkot Chav Dalet quotes on Chai Odom. They also should answer, have in mind and say Amen. What the person says, Baruch to Hashem. Okay. Now, don't forget about the first part of the Baruch, not just the end that should come true, but Baruch to Hashem. The name of Hashem should be blessed. And so you have to have that in mind. Those the whole package. Okay. And MSC, and then that's what he says, Zel Brichas Hodah, and he distinguishes the Baruch of thanks. And, you know, there it's just that it's true, but Betfila has to be that I want it to happen. So again, that's that distinction we talked about before. The Mishnah Berurah mentions it as well. In Simkuf Tzari Ches, that's by Birchas Hamazon, Simkuf Tzari Ches of our Chaim, the Torah says, 39, B'chein b'chol brocha shalom shomei, bein birchas peros, bein birchas amitzos on amen. We've been talking about the Shemoneh Esrei, we've been talking about the brochas on food, but also birchas amitzos, right? Someone makes a whatever. But birchas amitzos is also an idea of answering amen. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, okay? In the Paschans over there in Simkuf Tzari Ches Sif Aleph, the Ramor writes, "V'chein b'chol ha'brocha shalom shameach chayv lanos amen." Whether you need the brocha, you don't need the brocha. It's a brichas hamitzah, it's a brichas shabbat, whatever it is. It's chazoras hashat. You should answer amen when you hear a brocha. That's what the Shabur there says in Simkuf Nei in Simkuf Tzari Ches b'chol ha'brocha bein brichas hamitzahs bein brichas hanen. Okay, now we're getting back to our other issue of what if you didn't hear the whole brocha. So there, the tour in Simun Reish Tes Vav 42, the Torah says, Onin Amen Achar Yisrael Mavarach, Afal Pi Shalo Shama Kol HaBrocha. Now he says, Ela Haskaris Hashem. That's like the Rosh. The Torah is the son of the Rosh. So, okay, it's not so surprising. He passed like his father. Okay, so they have to have Haskaris Hashem. Okay. But here's the key. Like we saw it already in the Shittim Obet says, Umukmina La Kishalo Ocha. That's only true that you answer Amen, even when you hear the whole Brocha. Again, whatever that machlokas is, but that's kishol ochol. Avalim ochol v'nischayav bebracha eino yotze ad shishma kol bracha. It's an important rule. If you're using, want to use that bracha for yourself, you want to be yotze the hamotzi that they make on Shabbos, then make sure you get back in the kitchen before he makes the bracha. Okay, because there you've got to hear the bracha in its entirety. It's not enough to hear whether it's a shame or the chasima and so on. And then he talks about it again with the kusi and so on. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passed as well in Tzim Reish Tezbov Siv Beis 43. Hashomea Echad Me Yisrael Mevorech Achas Mekal HaBrochas. You hear a Jew saying one of the brochas, That's the Lashon of the Rambam. He didn't hear the whole thing from beginning to end. Afal pishin rechabel sabrocha chayv lons achor amen. Aval im hoya hamibrocha because you wouldn't. Okay, but he does not hear talk about when you need the bracha for yourself. That's what the Mishabru in Sivkot and Vav, there in Simresh Tezvav, says Shaloshama Kula. He says Eloshama Raksha Mazker Hashem Visof HaBrocha. But he does say Yesha Posam Figur Eloshama Raksha Simas HaBrocha. So he says, you know, he quotes both Shitas. Okay? And Chayodam makes a distinction that's similar to the flags. Whether you knew what the bracha was, you didn't know what the bracha was, maybe that's the difference. If you didn't know what the bracha was, then you better hear the Shem Hashem. If you did, then you didn't hear the Shem Hashem. Okay? In the Sukkot and Zion, the Mishabu writes, it's it says an important thing. There's a requirement to answer Amen, even on a random bracha, it's nothing to do with you. The Mishabur said, but certainly if the bracha has to do with you, you need that bracha, the body should answer Amen. Okay? Because the Horus Shagam Hu Mechazik Mekayim Dibra Mevorach. Okay? But, Achein Oz, the end of Sukkot and Zion, being a Dafka Shishmo Kala Bracha Mitzvah Latzov. Okay? There, again, if you want the bracha to count for yourself, you have to answer Amen and hear the entire bracha in its entirety. And then in Sukkot and Nechazik, Kshen Kishem Hashem Ekra and so on, like we mentioned before. Okay? By the way, if you've gotten tests, he said it's interesting. It's not just a bracha, any type of tefillah. For example, he mentions in a ben harachaman, harachaman, amen. Right, well, that's our practice today, right? Harachaman ben benching. Yes, that's not a bracha. That's a bracha's a benching done. Harachaman is a kind of amen. Whatever, we answer amen to those things as well. Now, why is it that you should, when it comes to a bracha that you need for yourself, you have to hear the bracha in its entirety? Answer is because when you have to make a bracha, you have to make the bracha in its entirety. You can't just sit down, have a piece of bread, and say, Amotzi lech min ha'aretz. You have to say the whole bracha. Now, having said that, this hearing a bracha from somebody else brings up the old principle of Shomea Ka'one. And that's learned out from a sugya in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, for 45. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbe. It really starts on Lamed Chesem and Aleph, goes on just the first two words, Amar Rabbe, then it continues on Lamed Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Hilchasa Givirta, or Givirta, Ika Lamishman Hagada Halil. We can learn a number of important practices from what the minig was in those days, how they said Halil. There's a long Rashi there. They said things a little differently than we do. They did things a little different than we do. And you look in the Rashi, I'm not going to read it now. We learn these halachas gedolos, hilchos agvirta rashas, halachas gedolos. Again, it's on lamed ches, amud beis in sukkah. And min hagad halila, what they used to do now in the shuls with regards to halal. Okay, what's one of the things? So let's go back to the 145. Hu omer baruch haba v'hen omer b'shem Hashem. Now, by us, like from the end of halal, right? The chazan says, on Hashem Hashina, and we say on Hashem Hashina. Says again on Hashem Hashina, we say again on Hashem Hashina. On Hashem Hatzlichana, we say on Hashem Hatzlichana, etc. But then we all go on mumbling to ourselves. But in those days, the Chazan would say Baruch Haba, and then the people would say B'Shem Hashem. Okay, that like responsibly, but not our responsibly. They would respond the same exact thing that he said, but rather they would go on Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. That's what they used to do. Now one second, then I didn't say the pasuk. I didn't say the pasuk. I only said, if I'm the chazan, I only said Baruch Haba. They said B'Shem Hashem. And if I'm in the tzibur, I only said B'Shem Hashem. I didn't say the first part of the pasuk. How does that work? So Gemara says, Mikan, L'Shomei Akona. No, that's the source. L'Shomei Akona. If you hear it said by someone else and you listen and so on, you pay attention. It's like you said it yourself. Okay? And the Gemara says, Bo Minei Reb Chiya Bar Abba Shomei L'Onama. Right? Let's say I heard, but I didn't say any bracha myself. Or I didn't say. So again, Amr Lei Chachimia. Chachimaya, Sifraya, Bereish Amma, Darshan, all the Rabbanim and Chachamim and Darshan and everybody else all said, the teacher, they all said, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Shomel on a Yotza. And in my name, Rav Shimon Pazi, Amr Rav Shimon Levi, quotes a Pasuk. Minayin l'shomei ka'one. So I printed the Pasuk for you in the next, back in the next 47. Melachim Beis, Perakov Beis. This was when they found, after the days of the wicked King Menashe, were eliminated. And it's completely, got rid of Torah among the Jewish people. They didn't even have copies of the Torah available. He eradicated Torah from Klai. So then they found a copy of the Sefer Torah. Remember that it's Haftarah on Pesach is Yoshio. So they found a copy of the Sefer Torah and so on. So it was read before the king. So if you look in Melachim Beis, Perakov Beis, Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayaged Shofan Asofer Lamelech Lemor Sefer Nosan Lechil Giyakoin Vayikra'eu Shofan Lefne Amelech. So Shofan read from that Sefer Torah in front of the king. Then that's in Pasuk Yud. A few Pesukim later in Pasuk Tazayin, this is Melachim Beis, Parakav Beis, 47, the second part, it mentions, Kodesh Baruch refers to the punishments, Taka the Tochacha, in this week's Sunday, that's what he read. But anyway, it says, I'm going to bring these punishments, Asher, I'll call Diva, as called Diva, as Sefer, Asher, Kara Melech Yehuda, the Sefer that the king read. So I mean, the king didn't read it, just his Sofer, Shofan, read it. So I say the king read it. So the Radak says, if we pasha, it means the king asked him to read it. But, as I'll say, no, that's that Gemara and Sukkah, Lamed Ches. It's as if the king read it, because he heard it. That's another mocker for Shomei Kona. Okay, so that's Shomei Kona. Mikhail Shomei Kona, the Radak says, like this Gemara. Another relevant Gemara about this, the Gemara Brochus Mem Hamad Beis, 49. The Gemara says, Amr, we're talking about now people want a bench. We're not a Muslim, we're two people. So it says, Amr, Rechana, Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim, strictly speaking, if two people want a bench, and let's say we have no bench, I know the whole bench in my heart, you don't, let's say. So I can say the bench, you can listen, like Chazar Sashat. You can listen to the whole bench and you'll say that way. Why Shomei Kona? Just like, Kiddush Friday night, right? Not everybody, most homes, not everybody at the table makes Kiddush. One person makes Kiddush, even though everyone's obligated to make Kiddush, only one person makes Kiddush. How is everyone else Yotze Kiddush? Because Shomei Kona, by hearing the father, the grandfather, whatever, the head of the household, makes Kiddush. Everyone else is Yotze. So the same thing works with benching. And the Gemara asks Akash over there, what do you mean? Okay, I mean, we know this already. It's not news, right? My Kamashma and Tanina, Shomalona Yotza, refers back to Gemara and Sukkah. Even if you heard it, so we know already Shomei Kona. What if they repeat here? So Gemara says, because it's even though there's no Zimun, you might have thought maybe a benching only works with a Zimun. By the way, the way we do it with the Zimun is not the same way the Shulchan Aruch says. The Sardim do it differently. By us, by the Ashkenazim, the Mizamein, the only thing he does, I was signing a Reichen back and forth, and everyone benches themselves. But by the Sfardim, by many Sfardim, I saw it done, okay, the Mizamein wasn't just the beginning of a signing a Reichen, the Reich Shechalim Shalom. He said the whole bench out loud, everyone else sits there and listens. By us, the Ashkenazim, everyone says themselves. But by the Sfardim, and that's what says the Shulchan Aruch like that. Shulchan Aruch says everybody, well, the Mizamein says the whole, like Chazor Sashat, the Mizamein says the whole bench out loud, everyone else just listens. So that's what emerges from this Gemara on Daf Memhei. Okay, and but the rule is, like we said, you have to be somebody who yourself is obligated in that mitzvah, right? If I didn't eat, I can't be going to lead the benching, right? Or even in the forget lead the benching, I can't say the benching for you. You ate and I didn't. We're together. I only had a cookie. You had a sandwich. You have to bench, so I can't. And you don't open heart. I can't then say for you because that's a different rule. That's the Gemara Mishnah Rosh Hashanah of Chav Testament Aleph 51. The Mishnah says Zakal. You can only be motzi someone else in a mitzvah if you yourself are obligated, right? And now, obligated means, as we'll see in a moment, in general obligated. You can do it if you're not obligated at the moment, because let's say you did it already, right? I already did it. That's called afapishi yotza motzi. I'm not going to go into detail now, but 52, the one Rosh Hashanah says, Tani abarei b'zera, kol brachas kulon afapishi yotza motzi. I like coming up Rosh Hashanah, so maybe there's somebody here. A lot of people want to go blow shofar after the davening is over. They go blow shofar because somebody's elderly parent couldn't come to shul, or somebody's sick in the hospital, or whatever. They go away. So you can make the bracha again. What do you mean? I'm not obligated. I heard shofar already. No, but afal pi sheyotza motzi. But that doesn't work for food. The Gemara says kol habos kul afal sheyotza motzi chutz mibrachas alechem mibrachas ayin. Not the bracha on bread and wine. And Rashi says doesn't this mean bread and wine? It means all brachas anen. Right, take a look at why does it work after we shiot samotzi? So Rashi says in 53, there in Rosh Hashanah Chav Tezahav, because Kol Yisrael are even zealous of mitzvahs, we're all responsible to help each other do mitzvahs. So in a certain sense, I'm still obligated myself, even though I did the mitzvah. Okay, but not by food. Why? It says because no obligation. I don't have to eat right now. Right, you have to make a bracha when you eat, but not obligated to eat right now. So arvus doesn't work. Okay, but anyway, but in principle, I'm obligated. As opposed to, let's say, a 5-year-old, he's not obligated at all, so he can't be the one to bench on behalf of somebody else. All right, now let's take a look at the Rambam and get to the point I wanted to mention, since we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah, and I entitled the shiur answering Amen, which we've been talking about, not a special obligation during Musa and Rosh Hashanah. So I want to see something in just a moment. Just a couple other quick points, and then we'll get to that. Okay. So the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Parak Aleph Al Chayud writes in 54, Kol HaBrachos Kulon Afo Pishabir Biyotzei Chavosa Mutol Brach Lacherim, like we said. Okay, you can mention for something else, except chutz mi brichas hanenin, or brichas hanoi. She'ein ba mitzvah, she'ein baruch lachem, elim kein nana imahin. You can only make a brich, a food for somebody if you're eating with him, whether bracha rishon or bracha achrona. You have to be, it has to be for you too. Then again, look what the Rambam says here, very important point. Halacha yud alaf, parak alaf, alaf yud alaf, 54. Echaz brachas. Kol ha-shomei ha-brachim and ha-brachas, mitchilosev ad sofa, if I heard, yes, we agreed. You're supposed to answer amen, especially if you need the bracha. But if I need the bracha and I didn't answer amen, but I did hear the bracha in its entirety, that's okay. I can use that bracha for myself. It can count for me, even if I didn't answer amen. Now, of course, okay. And again, if I did answer amen, then it's like I mamish made the bracha. But Lamaisa, says the Rambam, is an important point. He says, if you heard the bracha in its entirety, that bracha can count for you, even if you didn't answer amen. Afalpi shalo ana amen. It's a very important point, which I want to focus on. Okay. Now the Kesef Mishnah, there in that Rambam, Perak Aval Achidal of Kol Shmei Bracha, says, okay, he quotes some of the sources we saw, the different Gemaras and so on. They weren't Sukkah, but Shomei Ka'one. And he says, we'll look at the end, because the first few lines, you're just quoting the Gemaras that we saw. He writes, V'afop, Shadivar Abenu, Shematzich, Shishma, Kol Brachma, Tichlas, Vatsova, Amur, Eitel Yotze, Bishmiel, Avad, Below, and it's Amen. Huadin, Dafilu, One, One, Amen, Eni Yotze, Elim, Shema, Kol Brachma. Again, the Rambam says that you have to, and I might have thought, well, it's either or. Either I hear the whole bracha in its entirety, then I'm yotze with the bracha even if I don't answer amen. Or if I didn't hear the whole bracha in its entirety, but I've answered amen, that's good enough. So the Kesef Mishnah says that's what the Rambam is coming to tell you is not so. Okay, he says hu adin dafilu ona amen eno yotze. If you need that bracha to be yotze, you need the bracha for yourself. Then eno yotze elam shoma kol bracha mitchilosav ad sofa. Okay, now. Again, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's we pass in some Kuf Samach Zayin, if you test, Misha'ina Ochel, if you're not eating with somebody, you can't say the bracha for him. Okay, and the Mishra Berurah in Sivkot and Sadi Bey says, even though by Birchas HaMitzvah you can, but this is different. Okay, we don't have to go into that in detail. The Rambam elsewhere, Hilchas Shofar, Parak Beis, Halacha Beis, Kol Misha'ino Chayv B'dover, Eino Motzis HaChayv Dechavoso, and Lefichach Isha Okotin Shatoko B'Shofar Shomei Hemnen Leyotza. A woman is not technically obligated to kiss shofar because it's a time-bound mitzvah, certainly a cotton. So you might be an expert shofar blower, but you can't do it to be motzi other people. And the Shulchan Aruch also, and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Tes Rachayim Tzibalot, 59 says, Kol She'en Mechubidava En Motzi Achem In Echol Vosom. And yeah, because you can't. The Mishnah explains the cotton olive. The Hainu She'en Mechubi Etzen. But if he's Mechubi, just you did it already, Yotze, then you can, like we said. All right, now. Bear in mind the point we just saw from the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch also seems to say that way. Look in Simon Reish Yud Gimel Sif Beis, 61. Ein hamivarech motzei achem elam ken yochel yistemahem ve'oz yotim v'shmiyosam shemechavnen elam afilo lo yana amen. The Chaber also says, if you heard the bracha in its entirety, okay, then you yotzei even if you didn't answer amen. But, Sif Gimel, ein yotzei lechavosam v'shmiyosam bracha afilo yana amen. Elim Kane to show itself. But don't think that means, but if I did answer Amen, then I don't have to hear the entire bracha. No. You have to hear the entire bracha. You should answer Amen, okay? But Amen itself doesn't work for a bracha that you need for yourself. You want to be owed to yourself. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, okay? Like the Rambam, this in Sim Reish Gimel, Sim Beis and Gimel, you have to hear the whole bracha yourself, and you have to have in mind, and the guy who's saying the bracha has to have in mind, and so on, okay? Okay. So that is the. That's what I wanted to bring out from that passage in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I printed the Mishnah Berurah here and so on. Again, the reason why you can be Yotze, but I didn't show me, look in Sivkot and Yud Zayin. I can look in Sivkot and Yud Zayin. Afilo lo yano amen, the kaimelon shomei ha-kaona. Okay, shomei ha-kaona doesn't mean you have to answer amen. You have to hear the whole thing. I did hear the whole thing. It's proper to answer amen, but I heard the whole thing. It's shomei ha-kaona, and then it's like you said it yourself. But of course, the Mishnah Berurah is quick to add there and see, never calls that in the Eved. Avon Chatchila, that's been the Eved, because of Shomei HaKaone. But the Chatchila, Levad Mishim Mitzvah Lanos Amen Al Kol Brocha Shomei Yisrael, just like there's an obligation to answer Amen, even if you don't need the Brocha, And certainly, Od Yoser Yeshiva Lechatchila. I don't know. Amen. Brachos Shemitzkavin. What's his problem? Certainly, it's proper answer. Amen. If you need the bracha yourself, you be the Yevid. You Yotze as long as you heard the whole bracha, even if you didn't answer Amen. But Lechatchila Barish answer Amen because you have to show that you agree and so on and so forth. Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm bringing up from that Mishnah Berura. Now, there seems, however, to be a stira in between this rule that once you heard the entire bracha, then the evidence of amen you yotze. Okay, in other words, the amen does not seem to be that integral. But at least the lechatchila it's not necessary. I mean, lechatchila isn't, at least the evidence not necessary. Look now at 63. The Rambam writes. This Hilchas Tefila Perak Ches Halacha Tes. Tomach Chazor Sashat. Shliach Tzibur Motzias Arab Minei Chavosim. Ketzav. B'sho Shem Ispal V'heim Shalmim V'onin Amein Achar Kol Brocha Brocha Harei Hein Kim Ispalim. If you don't know the Shemoneh Esrei, you have no city, you're stuck somewhere. In the olden days, people would have to do them. So the Chazor Sashat was on behalf of the people who couldn't say the Shemoneh Esrei themselves. So let's say you want to be Yotzeh with the Chaz and Shemoneh Esrei. The Rambam seems to say you have to answer Amein. When are you credited as if you daven yourself, if you heard what was said, and v'onin amen achar kol bracha? But I thought we just said that you don't have to answer amen. It's hard. Maybe the Rama only him into the chatchila, but doesn't seem to say that. Here, by Chazor Sashat, the Rama seems to say not only have to hear it, but you have to answer amen. Similarly, by benching, Perek Hay of Hilchas Brachas, Tzah Halacha Beis, okay, talks about a little bit mezumin, and the one person who's leading the benching says the whole thing. Look at Gimel. You say all four brachas of benching. So Ram also seems to say, here, you got to answer Amen. So it's a bit of a steer. Earlier we said, the Shulchan Aruch passing that way, that while proper to say Amen, if you didn't, it's not an absolute necessity. But here, by Chazor Sashat and also by benching, it seems to be that you have to answer Amen. That's the Rambam formulates it. So what's going on? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, and this is if the people want to look it up, and Rav Shach the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, it's Simon Hay in Os Yud Dalad. Okay, Simon Hay in Os Yud Dalad. So Rav Soloveitchik said, perhaps there's a difference between a bracha that a person needs as an individual for individual obligation. He's listening to some other individual, as opposed to when you're with a tzibur. When you're with a tzibur, okay, there's something else. Shomea ka'ona, Rav Shechter writes it up. He says, Shomea ka'ona works for an individual. This is what Rav Soloveitchik said. An individual, Shomea ka'ona, right? So I hear you say a bracha, and you have in mind to say mimotzi me, and I have in mind to be yotzi. That's good enough, Shomea ka'ona. And therefore, even though it's amen, it's good enough. But when something is done in the realm of a tzibur, of communally, then you have to do something that demonstrates you're part of a tzibur. We've said on other occasions, I've salvation developed on other occasions, tzibur is not just 10 people having to be sitting in the same place. There has to be you're joined together for a purpose. So the answering of amen, by let's say chazor sashat, shows that you're part of the tzibur. You're part of what's going on. You're not just sitting listening. You have to do something that demonstrates you're part of the tzibur. Okay, so whenever, and also perhaps, and he says that's really what's learned out. Why did we need by Har Grizim and Har Evol to Vamar Kolam Amen? Why was that necessary? Now coming back to our parsha, why was it? The people just listen. Shomea Kona. It's like if they said it themselves. What's Vamar Kolam Amen? The answer is because that too. It was a tzibur. This was Klal Yisrael accepting a bris. That's the yisod of the rub. With that, we can understand. We come now to something special about Rosh Hashanah. Okay. We know that we blow shofar, really, by the way, I have to do it on three different occasions. I'm not talking about the sound shmoneh esrei now. The minigashkan. Right, we blow before Musaf, we blow during the Chazor Sashat, and then we blow at the end. However, number, you get up to 100 kol, it's fine. So the Gemara asks, in Rosh Hashanah, Tazanim and Olive going over and base, Lama 65, Lama token marine kashen yoshin, the token marine kashen omdim. Why do we blow shofar so many times? You don't have to hear so many sounds. This idea of 100 sounds, that's a hindrance. Well, we have to hear, you basically have to hear 9 sounds. In order to get the right 9 sounds, you have to blow 30 sounds. Well, what's all this extra tekiah shofar? So Gemara says, Kedei la'arbev es ha-sotan. La'arbev ha-sotan, on top of the zanon base. Rashi says that the sotan can't, you know, act up against us, can't prosecute us, because look, we're showing how much we love the mitzvah so much, so he's silent. Okay, what does it mean? He's confused. I don't know what it means, confused exactly. And as I said in the past, why hasn't he caught on after all these years? You know, but okay, the something is somehow, neutralized. Okay, Now, we refer to these tekiyas as tekiyas de miyushav and tekiyas de mamon. What's miyushav and mamon? It's a very fascinating sheet of the Baal HaMor, which we don't have time to read. The Baal HaMor in Rosh Hashanah, Yoram Beis in the page of the Riv. He says an interesting thing. He says that the tekiyas that we blow before Musaf, you know, what's called the tekiyas, verse 30, right after the rabbi speaks, you know, before Musaf, he said that is nothing. That was a later institution, he said. The Gemara never even knew about that. Okay, anyone ever heard of that? He says that's not from the Rabbi Sener Chachma and Talmud. That's a minhag shenhigu doros achronim. That was made by the achronim. No, the Baal HaMor speaks about achronim, not talking about our achronim. But it means later on, post Talmudic. Why? Because the davening was long, and you know, some people can't stay that long, so they have to go home. They're too tired or hungry, whatever. So they don't miss people who missed the kishofer. So they made this the extra thing. What now? That's what he says there. On Daf Yud Beis and Aleph in the page of the Rift, the Baal HaMor writes in 68. I'm saying it outside to save time. You know what the Tekiyas de Miyushav are? Tekiyas de Miyushav are the brachas during the Chazar Shashatz. He apparently holds you don't have to stand for Chazar Shashatz. You can sit. Right? They call it the Tekiyas de Miyushav. That's the Tekiyas de Miyushav. What are the Tekiyas de Umar? He says when everyone's getting up to leave shul, davening is over. Everyone starts getting up, you know, folding up the talis, getting up, then the davening. We blow once more. So that's what he says: the Tekiyas de Yushav and Tekiyas de Umar. An interesting sheet of the Baal HaMor. I just wanted to bring attention. Most Rishonim hold not like that, but the truth of the matter is, what's clear from the Baal HaMor, and this is no argument about, that the Iker are the Tekiyas in the Shemoneh Esrei. Now those are the principal Tekiyas. Right, the kids who belong to Shemoneh Esrei. Why? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, I'm an Aleph, earlier in that same Sugya, in 69, the Baal HaMor quotes. Why do we say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, Rosh Hashanah? Malchios, Kedei, Shetam, Lichuni, Aleichem. They were to anoint, coronate our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zichronos, Kedei, Shiyala, Zichronos, Seim, Lefon, Aletova. That our deeds should be remembered in a positive way by Hashem. Ubameh, Rishofar. The shofar is intertwined. The shofar is part of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar. The Baal HaMor says that's the Iker Tekiyas. And then we blow extra sound to the end. The Larve Vasasotam. That's the Tekiyas, the moment he says. The Ramban, the Mechamas Hashem, and the page Rosh Hashanah, Yudav Beit disagrees. He says, no, the Tekiyas, the Miyushav are the ones we blow before Musaf. But he also agrees, the Tekiyas, the Me'umah are the ones in the Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazar Shashat. But he agrees that those are the Iker Tekiyas. Those are the, and he discusses, what about the bracha we said earlier. Okay, fine. But he says, those are the Ikatikis, Tosas. Psachim Kuf Tezvom and Aleph, Diva Maskam Maskevlo. He's talking about the Pesach Seder, someone who doesn't have more than one vegetable, so he wants to use the same vegetable for a karpas, is going to use some mora, can make the bracha mora earlier. It's okay to make the bracha earlier, just like he said by Birka Shofar, we make the bracha earlier, but the bracha we make earlier by the sounds we blow before Musaf is, works with a later tekiyas shehem iker. The tekiyas in the Shemoneh Esrei are the iker. The Ran on the Rif and Rosh Hashanah Gimel Aleph also says like that. The iker brought tekiyas are the ones in the Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, those are the other ones were earlier. It said the Sultan's going to make mess up the Baal Tekiyah. He'll mess them up in the early tekiyas. That's not so important. Anyway, the main thing is in the Chazar Shashat. That's the Ran, and the Rambam too is certainly clear. The Rambam says in Pilchus Shofar Par Gimel Ach Yud, here's the minig, here's what we do with Tekiyas Shofar, etc. Okay, after he tells you the whole thing, but you know, and he says that and it tells the whole practice we do it during the Chazos Hashat. And Ach Yud Alav Zesh Tokeik Shen Yoshin, who it's be saying about Tokeik, we shouldn't talk in between and so on. But the Rambam is for sure saying that the Tekiyas in the Chazos Hashat are Tekiyas to Meumad, because the Rambam Hilchus Tvila Parak Tes Alach Gimel. Paskins, you have to stand for Chazar Shashatz. So you can't possibly call those the Tekiyas de Miyushav when you're sitting there. The Baal HaMor didn't hold that way, but the Rambam does. The Rambam brings it in Kuf Chav Dalet, Sim Kuf Chav Dalet, Sim Dalet, and Archaim. Says some people stand for Chazar Shashatz. Okay, anyway, that's what the Torah says like that also. But what are these Tekiyas and Chazar Shashatz? Look at 77, the words of the Rambam. I'll finish up in just a moment. Look what he says. Hilchos Shofar Per Gimel Alach Zayin. Hatzibur chayovin lishmo hatkiyas al seder habrachos. The tekiyas that are blown during the Chazaras Hashatz, which we just said several Rishonim say are the principal tekiyas. Everyone seems to agree with that. That the tzibur has to hear it al seder habrachos. Meaning, if a person is davening alone, he doesn't blow on the Shemoneh Esrei. It came up last year with Corona. Some people couldn't come to shul or whatever. So you don't blow, even if that's your minute to blow in the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't blow when you're by yourself. And then you blow before or after, whatever, but not during the Shemoneh Esrei. But at Tzibur, Chayav and Lishmoa, at Tekiyas al Seder HaBrochas. He says it didn't at Tzibur. Okay, it didn't at Tzibur. He says it again later, Alach Yud Beis. Kol HaDvarma Elu B'Tzibur. Aval HaYochid, you know, it doesn't matter when you don't have to blow it then. So it's very interesting. According to this approach, and Rav Schechter puts that in the footnote, that same piece in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simon Hay, in footnote to two, he says that Rebbe Soloveitchik, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, Rebbe Soloveitchik's uncle, was therefore very makpid as follows. Since we said before, remember we had the steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says, when you hear, as long as you hear the bracha in its entirety, you don't have to answer Amen. Okay? Now, 1 second. But you have to hear the bracha in its entirety. Therefore, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik said that when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz of Musav and Rosh Hashanah, when you want to be Yotze Tkiyah Shofar with the Chazaras HaShatz, you better pay attention to the whole Chazaras HaShatz, beginning to end. All right, that's who's makbid on it. Look at the Rav Schermbach quote. Chuvas on Chuvas on Hagas, Tzchelik Beis, Simon Ayin Reish Hei. Reish Ayin Hei. Reish Ayin Hei. Gam Morin Hagron, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Lenon Kain, he didn't blow on the Psalms, but I say, Shemon HaSeh, Abba Be'emes Hikbid Ma'od. That's a tough task, okay, to pay attention to whole Chazor Sashat's Rosh Hashanah word by word. You got to be, tuned in. And that doesn't mean you have to hear all the piyutim, but at least the words of the Shemoneh Esrei. You know, when they're saying B'chom Aminim, okay, you can doze off or something, but not during the actual text of the words. That's a tall order anyway, but that's what he said. You got to do it. You got to have 10 people, because otherwise you're not hearing the Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrochas. Because in order for the brachas to work, you have to hear them. We said that, Rambam, when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, you have to hear it word for word. That's what he says. And again, Shuvas HaHagas, Chelek Heisim, Kuf Pei Aleph, and those Gimel. He says, Das HaGrach, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and Reb Zev Soloveitchik. They were very careful that you have to hear every single word. Then you count to be, then it's Tefillah, it's Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. Second part of 79, he just goes on, what if you want to be Mach, but there aren't 9 other people? Okay, he said, then there's no Kepeda. But he said, Mistama, there are going to be 9 other people. In Rabbi Reichman's Rishima Shurim, okay, Rav Soloveitchik took it a step further. He said, not only look at the brachas, the Horus of Chav Vavim Beis Horus 22 in Source 80. Omar Rabbeinu Zatal, the Rav said that according to us, Lafimin Agenu Shetokim Bishas Chazos Hashat, Yeshla Daktak Al Kol Panim Rosh Hashanah, not only to listen to the brachas, and certainly preferably the way we said to answer Amen, because this is a tzibur task. Lamo braglayim echubano, stand with your feet together. I said, Mamish counts like yours, Shon Esrei. Okay. Shal yidei zeh choshu gil omer retzila, kadei lakayim kim tkiyas, al seder brachas, v'chein haya noa garbena zetal. So he stood for the whole Chazor Sashat of Musa Rosh Hashanah with his feet together. Okay, that's again a tall order. I'm not telling him here what to do. But that was his kepeda. And he developed it, and that's what Rav Shechter went beyond what Rebbe Soloveitchik said. He just said, you have to hear every word. But according to what we said, okay, when it comes to something that's tzibur, you not only have to hear every word, but you have to answer Amen. You have to answer Amen also. That was that steer in the Rambam. So better make sure during the Chazaras Hashanah, Muslim Rosh Hashanah, I'm not telling them to stand with their feet together the whole time, but at least answer Amen to all the brachas, and preferably hear every word of the bracha, because you want this to count for you. What do you mean? Why do I need it to count for me? I said this when I say, yeah, but I need it to count for me because we need the tekiyas. That's the tekiyas shofar. I'll say our brachas. That's a chiv of the tzibur. And the Rav used to remind people, because sometimes the nusach of the davening lends itself to an improper answering amen. You're not supposed to answer amen until the chazan finishes. But sometimes, hamelech hakadosh, and everyone chimes in amen a lot of times before the chazan finishes. Right, Hamelach Hakadosh, he didn't even finish yet. Right, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. People are already answering before Chazan finished. The Rav used to announce. That's what they say. The Rav used to announce, "Don't answer." We have the same problem in Yontif. Right, Yontif also the tune lends itself to improper answering. Amen. So Yontif, I remember as a kid, used to make a joke. You have the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. So it's Ham Baruch Hashem Yisrael, Bashalom. And when they say Amen, so it comes out. Baruch Hashem Yisrael, Bashamein. Right, because Baruch Hu blesses the Jewish people with fat. Okay, that's not exactly what we're looking for. That's what it sounds like. You're not really supposed to answer Amen until after the Baruch is over. So the Baruch was very makban on all of this. That's why I said the special obligation to answer Amen on Rosh Hashanah. So it counts as Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas for you too. You need those Brachas. You know, he said this when I say. So certainly, like Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, you have to hear every word. Rabbi Antomain, and maybe even stand with your feet together. Just stand up and start going.
Rabbi, wasn't there a time when they used to blow shofar during Shacharis?
A difference.
Supposedly the Romans were there and they waited.
Right, right. Yeah, that's
so. How can we say that it's imperative that the shofar be in Musaf No, when so originally it used to be in Shacharis.
Presumably they said Malchus Zichronos and Shofar during Shacharis and not during.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
A lot of different there. Yeah. Matter of fact, just a side point, we don't pass this way, luckily. I guess the Balamor is of the opinion that they say Malchus Zichronos and Shofar in all the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh boy.
Right. Home to eat. Just to finish, I want to add one thing. If I may, just, I'm sorry, I'm going to just add one other thing. Okay, it also relates to this, something the Rav pointed out. You know, in Siman Tov Reish Yutes by Yom Kippur, okay, Sif Aleph and Yom Kippur. So, you know, our meaning, it says the Shulchan Aruch spells out that we say Yeshiva Shomal, Yeshiva Shomata, and we're on a mispalmas, and then we say Kol Nidre, and certain psukim, and then everyone says Shechiano. Right, everyone says Shechano. And the minig is, that's how Mishnah Berurah quotes the Cotton Gimel. Right, everyone says Shechano. Usually we say Shechano on Yontif, the women say it when they light candles, the men say it when we make Kiddush. But on Kippur, obviously, there's no Kiddush. So, and the women could say it when they light candles, but not if they want to drive to Shul afterwards, because then they accepted Yontif. You can't have it in mind. It doesn't work for, can do, work for Adlok Kisneris, but not for Shechano. So they should say Shechano in Shul. So what everyone does is, Mishnah Berurah says, you kind of say it along with the Chazan. Chazan is Baruch, Chazan is Baruch. Right, say it along with the Chazan word for word. But then rush at the end, you finish ahead. So when the Chazan says, Lazman Azeh, you already finished the answer, Amen. Good. So the Rav wondered, why do we do it that funny way? Why not just say, let the Chazan say it first? And then it's Amen. And everyone says to himself, what's this word for word? The funny way we do it. Why do you do it like that? So he says, because it could be that if once you said Amen and you heard the whole bracha on the Chaz, you yotze already. So now you can't say the bracha yourself, right? It's a bracha of Atala. You already yotze the Chazan because you heard every word, right? Like we talked about tonight, and you answered Amen. So then you have to have in mind, but I don't want to be yotze the bracha. He said, people will forget that. So probably bracha of Atala, that's why you do it this way. He said the same thing, by the way, by Hallel. The Rav said, you know, usually by Hallel, the Chazan says the bracha, and we all say Amen, and we say the bracha on Hallel. He didn't like that practice. He said, we should do like we do on Yom Kippur. We should say the bracha along with the chazan. Anyway, these are just insights into brachas and answering Amen and some unique aspects, at least Rosh Hashanah, maybe Yom Kippur as well.
If you say it along, do you say the word Amen?
So I'm saying, what we do, if you say it along with your own, but what we do on Yom Kippur is we let the tzibur finish up quickly. Shechayanu, v'kimonu, they say quickly, as man is there, before the chazan. Then you get on the Amen. Okay, I'm sorry I went over. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.
Thank you very much.